Nicole's Pickle Grave.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
A ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and he eats but he doesn't do any work?
A sorry dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time? Sort of
yeah, some of them do that.
And what would you call that?
Whimper.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this and that children like to have?
A pull bone.
Uh-huh. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again. Got a name for that?
I would call it the second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread.
Okay. And what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. What other things are made out of cornmeal? What do you make out of cornmeal? That's cornbread.
You can make white flour, right?
Mm-hmm. And how else can you use it? Do you ever use it to fry fish in?
That's right, yeah. Fry fish.
Uh-huh. Do you ever thicken soup with it?
No, I haven't done that.
I talked to a lady in, golly, what was the name of that place? In Surrency. It's not too far from Jessup, way over on the other side of the state. I talked to her yesterday, and she said that she thickened soup with it, and I'd never heard her doing that.
I ain't either. I ain't never heard of that.
It might be good. I don't know.
I don't think it would.
You'd have to cook it a while, I think.
You have to cook it to see.
Yeah. Now, let's see. What do you call cornbread that's baked in the ashes of a fire?
Well, I ain't never baked none.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? Did you ever make that?
I ain't never made none of that.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big and it has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder? Okay. How about a round pastry about that big with a hole in the middle again that's made with yeast? How about a donut? Do you ever have a donut?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you say that word for me then so I can get it on the tape?
What?
Donut?
Donut.
Uh-huh. Have you used that word before?
Oh, I use that word all the time.
Okay.
Donut.
Oh, well, what's a donut then?
These little things that go around like the bakery with a little round hole in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. What do you call a round flat cake that's made with white flour and it's cooked on a greased skillet and you eat it with syrup?
A pancake.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked?
Not smoked.
Not smoked.
Uh-huh. I call it fresh meat if it ain't smoked.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jaw, hog's head, and so forth?
I don't know what you call that, but I ain't never made none of that.
Okay. You never heard of souse or pressed meat or?
Yeah, I have. Know about souse.
How do you make souse?
I don't know how you make it, but see, I have bought it.
Oh, you've bought it.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how you make it.
Uh-huh. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A seed.
Okay. And what do you call the center of a peach?
A seed.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a pressed peach.
Okay, and how about the one that comes free?
Classy.
Okay. What do you call beans that are eaten in the pods?
You know, any kind of beans?
Huh?
Just any kind
of beans? Any kind of beans.
Well, butter beans.
Okay.
Snap beans.
Okay. Now, do you have to shell butter beans?
That's right.
But you don't shell snap beans?
That's right.
Okay. Do you ever have lima beans?
That's right.
Well, what's the difference between butter beans and lima beans?
It's a nice difference.
Could you tell me what the difference is?
Well, the lima beans is bigger beans than the butter beans.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do they taste the same?
The lima beans is better.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
You mean on the